Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and I am the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. And this is our quick format podcast where we talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, successful routines to light. In each episode, we want to talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. And today I'm actually not talking to anybody, but I'm going to give you scenarios and situations that we have experienced through our 2022 coaching clients. And one of the things I find is that there's some consistency in how our clients are showing up, and the ones that are showing up that are really having what we call an evergreen business, sustainable business. But on top of that, they're having work-life balance. And you know, what we mean by that is that they're not burned out. And they're going to be able to repeat what they've done in 2023. And they have a mindset of optimism and abundance. And they're moving forward and they're not worrying about what's happening right now. Because, you know, we can sit back and worry and get panicked. But in reality, I can go back in time. You know, I've been in this business, 25, 26 years. And I can think back to times when we were in this normal type of market that we're approaching right now. And people were doing some amazing things. And it's the question I think you have to ask yourself is, why not me? But it's really, really easy to get sidetracked. And so the purpose of this podcast today is, as we move into 2023, I want to lay out some ideas for you and I want to challenge you. And what I'm doing is I'm giving you some ideas from some of the clients that we have in Windermere Coaching that have just done a fabulous job in 2022, but I guarantee you're going to do even better in 2023. And there's some things that are critical to what they do and how they do it. And so I just want to kind of go through the list and give you some ideas. And one of the challenges is this, you know, in our industry, unfortunately, we live in a world of instant gratification and we are attracted to shiny objects. And what I mean by that is we're always looking for what's the newest, greatest, latest, best thing. And that can really get you distracted very, very easily. And I'm going to give you some news. There's not a new, great, amazing thing. In fact, you know, we look at all this technology that's out there and we think it makes us more efficient and better with our time. It just opens up the door for us to be even more busy. And so we want to get back to the basics. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about today is getting back to the basics. And one of the basic components of that is to focus on 20% of the things that give you an 80% return. And a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be bringing to you comes directly from Ninja Selling. And, you know, Ninja Selling has been successful for almost 29 years. And it will remain to be successful because it's based on some pretty solid foundations in how we operate as human beings and how we emotionally connect with other people. And so I wanted to talk first about the 20% of the things that give you an 80% return that we see the agents that we coach do consistently, right? And by the way, I'm going to come back to consistency, but I do want to touch on this. I'm not saying that people do this perfectly. In fact, I want all of you to know this may make you rest easy. None of you are going to have a perfect week. None of you are going to have a perfect day. It just doesn't work that way. That's not how life operates. We have a better than bad day, right? A fairly good day, but there's still going to be hiccups, but we have to be okay with it. So let's talk about this. So the first thing, when we think about the 20% to give you an 80% return, the first one is simply this. What time do you wake up? What time do you consistently get your body out of bed? And what do you do in that first 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour? Because it is going to set the tone for your mindset and for your optimism and your gratitudes and your chemical balance in your body for the rest of the day. And what we recommend you do is you get a routine, get a consistent morning routine And there's a lot of them you can choose from, but I would highly recommend that you do that. And what we find is the agents that consistently win their weeks, they're doing it because they're consistently getting up and running a morning routine where they're not living in a reactionary mode. So if you aren't doing that right now, my challenge to you is starting here, we're coming up on the first of the year. How many of you are going to commit to getting a routine and waking up early and getting a routine? The next thing that we see that they do phenomenally well is that they set a schedule. And so what they'll do is they'll take a 45-minute window on a Sunday and they'll look at their week and they'll say, hey, is this week laid out the way that I want it laid out? Are they working on their agenda, not somebody else's agenda? And that's pretty critical. And they'll look at that closely and they'll do that every single week. And in that agenda, and when we talk about planning their week, there's some key components that they're doing that are what we call business generating activities. And here's what I want to tell you. Less than 10% of our industry does this consistently. They just don't. And the ones that do it consistently have consistent business. The first one is this, note writing, super simple. How many of you consistently write two notes a day, two handwritten notes? And a couple of things about handwritten notes. Number one, they should be thank you, congratulations, I was just thinking about you, easy notes. It should take you longer to address the envelope than it does to write the note. We're not writing letters, we're writing notes. And you guys, do not put business cards in your notes unless it is a business note. If it is a non-business note, if it's a, I was congratulating you, I was thinking about you, or it's checking in on you, don't put a business card in there because that taints the note. The note is no longer meant to be a note of genuine and authenticity. It's a note now that says, hey, here's my business card. Maybe you want to send me some business. So two notes a day, that's two notes 5 days a week. Folks, that's 10 notes a week. Can you be consistent? And by the way, consistent, could you do eight? Could you strive for 10 and do eight? The next one, phone calls. 25 phone calls a week. And those phone calls are not real estate related interviews. These are phone calls that are relationship-based interviews where I'm finding out what's going on in your life. And I'm being very, very good about forwarding and recording. Meaning when I hear what's happening in your life, I'm writing it down. I'm getting a pain and pleasure point and I'm creating a next activity. And if you do those calls and you're doing 25 for the week, that means five a day. So are you setting aside a time in your day, maybe an hour, where you sit down, you take out your ninja planner, if you will, and you're writing down who you're calling, why you're calling them, what you learned when you talk to them, and what your next step is. Powerful, powerful. The next one is real estate reviews, or what we call proper reviews. That's where you're helping to educate the client on how their home has performed in the current market conditions on an annual basis. This is not a CMA. This is not to be confused as a CMA. And too many times I see agents overthink a proper review and they put way too much thought into it and they end up not doing it. Paralysis analysis. A proper review should take you anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to prepare. You should be doing two of those a week. And the purpose of the proper review is not to go through it in detail with your client. It's to give it to them, have it become a talking point for Ford, family, occupation, recreation, and dreams, and identify what's going on in their life. Okay, so notes, calls, real estate reviews. Those are the 20% of the things that are going to give you an 80% return. Now let's add a couple more things to it. This one is the good one is auto flow. So when we look at touches, right? Touches that happen to your client so that you own that space in their mind that says real estate. And what I mean by that is that when somebody says real estate to them, do they think of your name, right? And the easiest test I can give you is that if I took your clients to lunch and didn't tell you, just took them to lunch and they didn't know who I was, and I sat down across the table from them at lunch and I just said, hey, I'm going to say two words. You tell me what comes to mind. And I say to them, hey, real estate. The question is, do they say your name? And if they don't say your name, you're invisible to them. You are literally invisible to them. So how do we become visible? Is, well, we have to have touches. And we recommend between 24 to 36 touches a year. So that is 2 to 3 touches a month of items of value. So do you have your auto flow turned on and ready to go for 2023? And one of the things I'll tell you for the people who are with Windermere that are listening, go to your broker or your owner and ask them what they have set up for you for auto flow already. Don't overthink this. All right, please don't overthink this. This is not something that needs to be complicated. It needs to be items of value that's sent. So If it's 36 touches, that's three a month. So that could be two digital. So for example, homebot.ai and maybe a digital newsletter or a paper newsletter. You could use Home Update to do that. And then maybe one other item. It could be a postcard. It could be inside Custom Express. We have homeowners tips that are automated. We have a circle of friends that's automated. We have Lolo gifts that are automated. Something that is automated that generates. And the reason why automation is key is because when you start getting business and you're having to do this stuff on your own, it's going to stop running, which is why less than 10% of our industry does this consistently. They don't. It just doesn't happen because what they try to do it on their own because they want to be unique and genuine. And they think they're the only one that can do it. So they try to do it themselves and they get busy and it stops working. Right. So keep it simple. Keep it simple. So the 80-20 rule, 20% of the things you 80% return and have consistency. The other one is really key here is, folks, it is not going to be perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. I have yet to have a perfect day. I have yet to have a perfect week. I have 75% days and 75% weeks. And you know what? I also have grace. If I don't get something done, I don't beat myself up. Too many times what happens is we don't get it all done and then we beat ourselves up and we feel bad about it and say, see, look, I couldn't do it. The point of it is, yes, you did. You did something. You don't have to do it all, but you need to do something. And so please don't think you're going to be perfect. This isn't the way we're talking about. We're talking about a 75 to 80% proficiency and doing it consistently. The other one is 40 weeks. Folks, if you're going to win, right? When we say win, or you're going to have a successful week, it means that that week you hit 75 to 80% of the 20% of the things that give you the 80% return. And you do that 40 weeks, and then you take the other 12 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year, take those weeks off and plan those weeks. Put them in your calendar. Here's when I'm not going to work. Here's when I'm going to go give myself recharge time. So here's what we see. We see the agents that have been doing phenomenally well in 2022, 2023, they're really, really good at dialing in that 20%. They have phenomenal consistency at being not perfect, but being 75% perfect. And then the other one is this, they remove distractions. Folks, most of the time, the reason why we don't get stuff done is not because we don't have time. It's because we are not good at making decisions and we allow things to distract us, to pull us off track. And then what happens is we end up spending majority of our day in a distracted mode and we end up at the end of the day, right, being busy. And so I want you to remove your mind from this thing called time, and I want you to focus on activities. So for example, if I know that I need to write notes, then I'm going to schedule time in my calendar, schedule a block in my calendar, say, hey, I'm going to write notes. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to look at email. I'm not going to look at social media. I'm just going to write notes. Folks, the thing you got to remember about social media, specifically with Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all these tools, they are built to suck you in. There is no way you're going to open up Instagram, and if you click on Reels, you're done for at least 40 minutes. And also, you're causing what's called decision fatigue, because when you're looking at that, you're judging, you're comparing. So have some tight bubbles of focus on a daily and weekly basis that allow you to achieve that 20% without distraction. Remove distraction. And the other one is, don't try to overdo. You know, we will commit to way too many things. One of the best things you can do in 2023 is add this word to your vocabulary, the word, no, I can't. But here's what I can do. You don't have to do everything. And I'm going to give you all a challenge. And here's the challenge. I want to challenge all of you starting in 2023. I want to challenge you to consistency. So what do I want you to be consistent at? I want you to be able to get up early. And one of the things that we also find with the people that we coach is they take care of themselves. What does that mean? Healthy choices when it comes to, you know, doing things, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to food consumption, when it comes to staying out too late, when it comes to alcohol consumption. They're just making healthy choices. You know, just make healthy life choices. So my challenge is that, you know, get up early, make healthy life choices, write your notes, make your phone calls, do your proper reviews, get your auto flow turned on. And if you went through our business planning that we just did for December, you know that what you're supposed to do. We gave you a template on how to do it and make it work. And then give yourself consistency on every single Sunday, giving yourself that 45-minute window to sit down with your planner and block out your perfect week. And then know, be consistent at giving yourself grace, knowing that you're never going to be perfect. And there's going to be things that are going to throw you off course. But here's the deal. Get back on course. Don't break the chain. Right? Those are the core things. And see if you can win 40 weeks and track it, folks. Get an accountability partner. I got to tell you, that's one of the best things you can do. Get a coach. You know, hire Windermere Coaching. Get somebody to coach you to keep you on track with this, or get accountability partner in your office, or somebody who's going to ask more of you than you ask of yourself. That's the other thing that we see. We see the agents that have high competency when it comes to having consistent business. They are not doing it by themselves. They have somebody who is holding them accountable, right? Whether it be they've hired a coach and they've made an investment in getting a coach, or they have an accountability partner or somebody in their office, but somebody is asking more of them than they're asking of themselves. And they're having to show up on a daily basis. And then here's the last one, track it. Get a scorecard, get a whiteboard, get a planner. Every single week, ask yourself and be honest with yourself, how did you do? What were my wins? What were my small micro wins that I had for the week? And celebrate those. And where were areas where I could have done a little bit better? But don't call them failures, because they're not failures. They're just results you didn't want. And next week, what do we know? We can get a little bit better. What if we just increase 1% every day? So my point to this podcast is to get you thinking, is for you to have a great 2023, to remove yourself from that victim mentality, that scarcity mentality, that, oh my gosh, but this market, what's going on? I'm a little afraid, it's slowing down. And instead say, why not me? Because here's what I'll tell you. Agents, we've been coaching agents for a long time, and we coached agents through the recession. We've coached agents through COVID. And the ones that kept their mind, their wits about them, and had intentional thoughts about what they wanted and where they want to go, and stuck with the basics, and just showed up every day and not perfect, but just said, I'm going to do the best I can with what I have, and allow themselves not to get distracted, and had an accountability partner and stayed on task. Guess what they did? They did the majority of the business, and they had great work-life balance. And everybody on this call, everybody that's listening to this podcast, you too can do the same thing. Our biggest challenge is not our outside world. It's not the things going on around us. Our biggest challenge is the battle we have between our ears. The battle we have with the voice inside of us that tells us to quit. The battle we have with the voice inside of us that tells us, well, you're not worth it. The battle we have with the voice inside of us just lazy. The battle that we have with the voice inside of us is procrastination. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. And you can let that voice win, right? And you can keep those situations that you're creating, or you can have intentional thought and say, nope, this isn't benefiting me. And what would my future better self do with the things I need to do today, and show up in a different manner? And by the way, you don't have to do it perfectly, but do it consistently. Folks, if anything, make consistency a good word for you for 2023. Be consistent. All right, well, hopefully you found some of this helpful. Again, I'm going to leave you with a great book. This is a book I highly recommend if you want to really better understand just how to deal with all the stuff you have to do in the course of a week. It's called 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals by Oliver Berkman, B-U-R-K-E-M-A-N, Oliver Berkman. 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. And I just have just started reading this book. And so far, it's been great. It's really given me a good perspective on just how I perceive time and the time that I have. Because if you really look at the history of the world, as human beings, we're really here for a short period of time, roughly 4,000 weeks. And he kind of frames the whole book around that concept. But something to think about. I'll put that link to the book in the show notes. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate you. We hope you found this helpful. If you did, please feel free to share this. If there's something that you'd like us to talk about, or something that you'd like, a topic you'd like us to cover, or if you feel that you've mastered something and you'd like to share your ideas on our podcast, we'd like to talk to you. Just email me at fanning@windermere.com. And we'll always end these podcasts like we always do. Be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day. Thanks, everyone. Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.